Kier, what are you wearing?
Oh, this is a romper from Farm Rio.
You love Farm Rio. We've talked about it before. Farm Rio should give you a sponsorship.
They really should. I feel like I rock their stuff very well. They had a huge sale during the pandemic, and I kind of lost my mind, and I bought so much stuff that I didn't need, but I love it.
How do we find out? How do we figure out to get a representative from Farm Rio to gift you with whatever you want?
I don't know.
And how do we get Farm Rio to continue to make plus sizes? Because they did it with Anthropology.
Right.
And now it's no more. Anthropology might be phasing out their plus sizes, which I think is really, really a bad move. So if there's a representative from Anthro here, you heard it from me.
We need to talk to the representatives.
We need representatives. Do you wear Madewell?
Not really. I do have one Madewell jacket that I do love because it has inside pockets and ooh, baby. What a game changer. That is Madewell.
They started making plus sizes and I have these big dumb jeans. They're called balloon jeans. They're rather ill-fitting and I fucking love them. Huh. And I need them to continue to make plus sizes.
Are they phasing their stuff out? Or?
I don't think so. They restructured and resized everything. So I think they're going to like take it seriously this time.
Nice, nice. But,
oh, baby, these balloon jeans this year are everything. They are, honestly, it's in the title. They make my legs like balloons. And I love them.
And they're ill-fitting?
I mean, I think they fit the way they're supposed to. But when I look at them, I'm like, these jeans are nasty. And I love them.
Are they tight at the bottom?
No. So it's almost as if I'm wearing a cutout of a jean, you know, like, and I'm a stick figure and the jeans are just like a little too big for my body. They like, I'll draw them for you. Okay. Oh. So, okay. Don't you love I just had paper at the ready?
You really did. Like, what is this, Blue's Clues? You're just like showing me the paper.
Okay. Here's my head and here's my body, my arms.
Okay.
And then, my torso is too long. Because if I draw my legs up here, then I have a dick. And this woman doesn't have them. Okay. So these are my legs. Okay. This is the waistband. And then the pants balloon out. And they balloon out. So that's what they look like.
They're just like super wide. Are they like Janko jeans?
No. So see how the inside is straight?
So the
and only
inside
the side balloons out. They're cartoon jeans.
So they're like super hippie?
Yeah, they make you look like a leaf. That's the best way I can describe it. So like a leaf is like that. So okay. Like, that's a leaf. And then
wait,
like
I'm gonna actually look for it. I can't take this anymore. Meanwhile,
you don't like this
balloon.
I'm sure our listeners are truly enthused.
There's no way they're gonna know what you're talking about.
No.
Okay. These look like straight leg jeans to me.
They're not. Don't believe it. That's fake news. They are not straight leg jeans.
These are all like going. They're going up and down. They're like the, what are they called? Stovepipe?
What's stovepipe?
I think, isn't that a term for a jean? It's like just straight up and down, but they're wide.
Oh, maybe. But these, no. They're balloon jeans. They're balloon jeans. They're balloon jeans. Sashir, I mean, they don't just, hold on, let me find them now.
You find them, please.
Oh, wow. They do just look like straight leg jeans. These are not the ones Madewell sent me. Oh, my God. This is like horrifically embarrassing. Everybody's going to be looking for these jeans. They're going to be like, Nicole, what are you talking about?
These straight up just look like regular jeans.
They're not straight leg jeans. They balloon out.
Are you sure you didn't get like a faulty like mistake from the factory?
I don't think I did. But this is honestly really wild that what they're showing on the website is not what they sent me.
And you're sure they're called balloon jeans?
They're called balloon jeans because they balloon out. They're silly cartoon jeans. Okay, let's read the reviews. Oh, finally a pant with no gap. Fit me perfectly with some extra room. Okay, because they balloon out.
But you said ill-fitting. These people are saying they fit perfectly.
All right, fair. Okay. Here's the thing. I think I just have to wear them in front of you.
Yeah, I think so. I'm gonna need to see these in person.
Because they're like really wild. Nobody's gonna believe me. Everyone's gonna think I'm lying. This is the worst day of my life.
I can't wait to see you in these jeans and they just look like normal jeans.
They won't. You're gonna be like, Nicole, you're gonna fly away. You look like a set piece from the movie Up.
Have you been in a hot air balloon before?
No, let's get in one.
Okay. Yeah.
We have a list going.
We have a lot of plans that have not been planned.
Well, we are going to go to the concert. I won't say which one because it hasn't happened yet. Yeah. We have those tickets.
Yeah, we are going to Hawaii.
I'm going to write down hot air balloon.
Mm-hmm. We got to go to Madonna Inn.
I have dates picked out.
Oh, so did you tell me?
I think so.
Nicole.
Excuse me.
Part of the plan is me knowing what the hell's going on. You can just book dates and then I don't know what's happening.
Okay. So I have it planned for beep boop bop, beep, da, dee, doo, boop.
Of September?
No, October.
Okay.
Oh shit. Wait, can we bleep out those dates with beep boop bop beep da dee doo boop? Yeah, because I don't want nobody trying to find me there.
Yeah.
Are those dates good for you?
Let me check.
You better check right now.
It's the weekend. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Madonna in. Done. I'm writing down. I wrote it down in my notebook. Madonna, done.
You'll never see that page again.
You're absolutely right.
You just wrote it on a random page in a notebook, in a lined notebook. It's not even your planner. You're never going to look at that page again.
I absolutely know this. This is true. That's my truth. What was the other thing that we were planning?
Vegas?
Oh, yeah. We've got to go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Still no bites on a bus to take us there.
Yeah. No bus bites yet.
No bus bites, but soon we'll get some. I don't know. Maybe we'll go. Let's go after we wrap because we wrap around the same time. I think maybe you go like a week or two past me.
Yeah.
But we should go as like a we're done with work for now type place thing. Happiness.
I like that.
Right? It'll be really fun. We'll eat a bunch of Kobe beef and Wagyu.
Okay. Yes.
I've had a thirst for meat.
Oh.
And I've been pretty good. I won't lie. I won't lie to you. I won't lie to Jordan. I won't lie to Kim when she listens to this. I won't lie to our listeners. And I won't lie to the most important God and my future husband. I have been eating a little bit of pork.
Hey, it's okay.
I had a mess of bacon today.
A mess? How much is a mess?
It was a lot. I got it from Egg Slut. You ever been to Egg Slut?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, it's a place where they make a lot of egg dishes, and they're like, we're spicy, so we're going to call it Egg Slut. But it like comes on this brioche bun. It's bacon, a scramby egg. You choose the style. Oh. I added avocado and arugula for health reasons.
Gotta think about your health. Yes.
You gotta add some grease shit. And then ate it. It was really good.
I love that. I love that for you. I love that for us. Oh, you sent me something. A lot of people sent this to me. This article saying that hot dogs take off 36 minutes of your life.
Mm-hmm.
With each hot dog you eat?
Yeah, you're going to pass away tomorrow.
I will. I've eaten a lot of hot dogs in my life. I will die tomorrow.
Honestly, till this day, my favorite moment I've ever spent with a man is when he goes, hey, This might sound weird, but your friend that you keep talking about, Sashir, does she like hot dogs? My eyes widening, a glow just happening, all like just a washing on my face, a big smile, all of my teeth showing, going, yes? How did you know? Oh, well, I used to work at Criff Dog in New York, and she'd come in a lot late at night alone looking for hot dogs. And when I told you this, you were eating a hot dog currently at the airport. It is one of my favorite things that has ever happened. Oh, man.
It's really alone part that just like stabs me in the heart. Alone. Yeah. How exposed. I feel so exposed. Yes, I did eat Criff Dogs so much because it was close to my apartment and it was delicious.
I mean, hot dogs aren't delicious, but it was just so funny that he like clocked it and remembered it and like locked it in his heart and was like, I'll never use this information again. And then started fucking me and was like, I have to tell her.
I have to tell her.
I have to tell her about her friend.
But now I'm like, did they all know who I was? Because I thought I was going in there anonymously. I thought I was having a nice secret hot dog party by myself.
Absolutely not. They had a whole sheet in the back where they're like, she's back. And they were just, they made bets to see how many hot dogs you'd consume in a week.
They had a bingo card in the back of my face on it.
Oh my God. It's really funny. I guess I used to be like that about bacon. Like my whole family would be like, bacon, she loves bacon. Mm-hmm. And then like I, you know, stopped eating as much bacon and people were like, huh, so you don't eat bacon anymore? Like
people changed.
Were like crestfallen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's wild. No, my whole personality is not bacon. I was in Nashville. No. Mumfordsville.
Oh, yes. Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, so I was in Mumford & Sons, Tennessee, and there were so many people there who, like, made it their mission to have their whole personality be about the American flag. There were so many cars with, like, American flag decals.
Ooh,
there was lots of fucking masks with the flag on. I was like, this is nuts. Like, yeah. I'm glad I live in America. Like, I like it. I've had a lot of opportunities, but, like, it's not my whole personality. Do other countries do that? Have we talked about this before? Probably.
I think we did talk about this. And I don't know if other countries do it this much. It feels aggressive and a little scary. Like, I love Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
And if I had a Beyonce mask, Beyonce towels, a Beyonce sticker on my car, someone walk in? What's going on? Are you okay?
Yeah. Thank you, John. John.
Did John just walk into your house?
He did. He dropped. Hold on. Thank you, John. Bye.
Aww.
He dropped off Clyde because I messed up. Clyde, come here. Come to my. Hold on one second. Okay. I just have to hug him. I haven't seen him in days. Clyde. Clyde, come here. This is the episode our listeners love. I take a moment to pick up my dog. I just haven't seen him in 2 days. Okay. So what happened was he was at he goes to this place with this man named Bob, and I said for him, or I thought I wrote for him to be dropped off Sunday afternoon, but I wrote for him to be dropped off Saturday afternoon, and then he was just home alone for like an hour and a half, and I was like, oh shit, I need someone to go get him. And he's been alone before, but like not without someone he knows seeing him in between being alone, you know, because like he goes to school and that's fine. But I'm like, oh, he needs to see me. So I had John go pick him up yesterday and he took him for the night.
Oh, that's nice.
He was supposed to drop him off at 2, but it's 3 p.m. and I'm just now getting my dog.
Well, Nicole, you're not one to talk about people.
What do you mean? Because I was almost a half hour late for this recording?
You actually were exactly a half hour late.
Is that the movie? Is that what you're referring to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, excuse you. I was napping in the middle of the day. I had my fill of bacon and I needed to sleep on it to really get it.
Maybe he tried to drop Clyde off, but you didn't answer your phone.
No. I looked at the text.
Okay.
Isn't he the cutest?
No.
I like really genuinely love him. And when I was home for the, I don't know, 1.5, almost 2 hours without him, I got really sad.
Oh.
If something happened to him, I don't know what I would do, but I'm sure it would be something to the effect of John Wick.
But I
what?
What if no one so John Wick went on a rampage?
What's your query?
Was just I guess in the scenario, is someone killing your dog or did your dog just
die? I've never seen John Wick. I don't know what happens in the movie. I know that his dog goes away and he gets mad.
Well, someone killed the dog, so he like goes after those people.
Yeah, if something happened to my dog, I'd go after those people.
But what if no one had anything to do with your dog's death?
Somebody did. This dog's not dying on his own. He's immortal.
That's a good point. Yeah.
He's going to live forever. Look at him. It's funny because I never thought I'd be a dog person. And look at me now.
You're such a dog person.
Just this one. Other dogs can suck my dick.
Until you get another one.
What?
Until you get another one.
Oh, yeah. I do want another one. I found a derpy looking one. But they like won't let me have him.
Why?
I don't know. I filled out this long-ass application and nobody ever fucking got back to me. But also, I filled out a long-ass application to be part of a matchmaking service and they just got back to me 3 years later. And guess what? I don't want it.
That's crazy. Three years later?
That's too long.
Did they say, like, why there was a delay? Or they just, like, responded like, as if it was they responded the next day?
No, they were like, we got really backed up because of the pandemic. And I was like, you don't say.
But, like, there's 2 years not accounted for. Like,
correct. Wait, I might be exaggerating. I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Huh. August 5th? That's not when I filled it out. I don't know. I can't fucking find it.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah. 2018.
Damn. That's crazy.
That's a very long time.
That is 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, they're ready to get me in the hot seat.
Get you in the hot seat.
It's been over 3 years because I initially filled out the questionnaire June 2018. But I guess love. I also have to update them that my height is no longer 5'7".
Oh, yeah. What if you write back? Sorry, I'm actually 5'5", and they're like, ooh,
sorry.
We can't really help you out.
Honestly, that'd be pretty funny.
I mean, you could try it.
You know, no door is closed for me in love. But also, no door is open for me in love.
But so, maybe this is when this is supposed to happen. Maybe that's why it took so long. This is the universe being like, now you're ready to be matched.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do it. I just have to, like, figure out what I'm going to say back. People keep telling me, when you don't look for it, you'll find it. And I'm like, what a funny thing to say for people in relationships.
Mm.
But, hey, whatever. Do you know of any good candles?
I know of any good candles?
Yeah, it was on my mind and I meant to ask you on the podcast. And then I was looking at this candle on my desk and I was like, oh yeah, ask Tashir if she knows any good smelling candles.
Mm. I honestly don't. Candles just get given to me. I never seek them out. And I'm not really a candle person. So even if I had a good candle, I didn't remember it. I like incense more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I bought those incense that you had, those like tiny ones.
The match ones.
They're not for me.
It's okay. You like candles.
Can you hear me drinking?
Do it again. Yeah. It's like a little squeak.
It's a fucking paper straw. They should be illegal. They're terrible. They just fucking... they mush up and then they make noises.
Yeah.
Also illegal. Not babies on planes. Children who chatter on planes.
Chattering children?
Chattering children should be shuttled somewhere else. Oh, no. Chattering children should be chartered somewhere else.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Chattering children should be chartered to jail. I couldn't think of a C. Oh, chartering children should be... Wait, no. Chattering children should be chartered to captivity. Well, it was a C,
it's
but...
Like, it should be a ch.
Yeah.
Chattering children should be chartered to church.
Church. Yeah.
To Jordan,
do
chicken.
You have one?
See. Chattering children should be chartered to... Charades Club.
That is a CH, but it's not the sound.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. CH words.
Chattering
for
chili.
Prison. Wait,
chattering children should be chartered to Chile.
To Chile?
The country.
Okay. But like.
To China?
I don't know if we should send them to a country.
Mm. But then they wouldn't be here.
But you're right. Yeah, send them to China. Send them to Abu Dhabi. What is that from?
That's from it's bringing up for me is Allison Rich saying that in that Garfield sketch. The Garfield Def Jam sketch?
Yep. That is, I'm referencing a very niche internet sketch that very few people have seen.
Yeah, I watched that. There was a period in time where I watched that all the time.
Really?
I thought it was so funny.
Written by, I think, Achilles.
Yeah, Stamatilaki.
I mean.
It was so funny. Just like, it was Def Jam Comics doing Garfield material. It was so dumb.
I think I was in it.
You were in it. Yeah. It was you, Sean Diston, Allison Rich.
Oh yeah, send him to Abu Dhabi.
Who else was in that? That guy from 30 Rock, big guy.
Oh, Grizz.
Grizz.
And... This is so funny that you you said you watched it.
I'm a true fan of that sketch. I loved that sketch so much.
I mean, it is very funny.
Yeah. It's great.
Okay, I spent a while you were talking looking for CH words that have to do with like correction or punishment. Uh-huh. But the only thing I can find is chastise. So chattering children should be chartered to chastising jail.
You know, it's okay. I think we got it. I think we got a good amount of CH words.
Okay.
And the point is definitely clear.
Okay, so, great.
I don't think we need to dwell on this anymore.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We can choose
I can challenge myself to choose better words. No, I get it. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
Do we take a quiz?
No.
Okay.
No, I want to talk to you about more pain behavior. This man watched a full soccer game at full volume with no headphones.
Oh, God.
I do not care about soccer. Nobody around him cared about soccer. And I was like, I can't be the only one who wants this man to put on headphones. But I didn't say anything because I didn't have the aisle seat and I would have to lean over another person. And also, I'm pretty sure I snored when I fell asleep. So, like, I was the person everyone wanted to kill. But, like, I'm sleeping. I can't help it.
Yeah, he can help it.
He's awake. He can help it.
It does feel like people forgot how to exist around other people during the pandemic. Like, there's so many stories of people just being wild on planes or in airports. A woman fully lit a cigarette in the plane and smoked it, I think, to completion. Not even in the bathroom, in her seat.
Like, I mean, honestly, shame on the flight attendants. How do you smoke a whole cigarette to completion?
This is also Spirit. So
there you go. They were like, I do not care.
They're like, this is not even the Worst thing happening on this plane right now.
I mean, Spirit is tough.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually never flown Spirit.
I have not either.
And I feel, I guess, really blessed that I've never flown Spirit. Because, like, I've seen videos of people being like, I put my clothing on top of my clothing on top of my clothing on top of my clothing so I didn't have to pay for the overhead bin fee or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. Thank God I fly Delta, and you better believe they let me on with 3 bags all the time. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, you also have like all the perks.
And they always thank me for my service. My God. The last time I sat in economy, they didn't thank me. And I was like, what is this?
I remember you saying that. You're like, no one thanks me for my service.
It is honestly a shock. Okay, let's take a quiz.
Okay. Ooh, I see one that I already like.
Which one?
The which Disney witch matches your personality?
Sick.
Yeah.
If I don't get... Oh, wait. Oh, I saw
one that you liked. Yeah.
That I was like, So there's 2 that I want.
Okay.
If I don't get it, I go all John Wick on fucking BuzzFeed.
Cast a spell.
Abracadabra.
Mucus Lucas.
Alakazam.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Oh. Is that Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I once went to the Magic Castle, and to get in, they're like, say a spell to open the door. Or no, say a phrase to open the door. And I went, abracadabra. And they said, no. And I was like, oh. And all it was open sesame.
Yeah.
I was really upset, but I was like, but
you
but
did
it's magic,
say a spell.
Right?
You're not like, entirely wrong.
They didn't say spell. They said a phrase to open the door. And I thought it was like a spell and, you know, forgot it was magic and not wizardry. Anywho.
They're like, you need to go to the wizard castle. Get out of here.
They're like, fuck it, go to Universal Studios and swing around Harry Potter land. I'm going to say Alakazam because I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Sounds fun. I'm going to say abracadabra.
Okay.
It's a nice classic.
Pick a magical companion.
A black cat.
Ew. A rat.
A little dog.
Who? What magical person is a dog? A toad.
I would pick a black cat.
Exactly. I'm going old school. I'm a classic.
Mm-hmm. Oof, that rat. No thanks.
Yeah, I don't know if I could hang out with a rat. I just they have diseases and stuff. And I know not all of them do, like especially if you have like a pet rat, but like why do you want a pet rat?
I guess, I mean, if they weren't like, we see like nasty city rats, but if they were just like out in the woods, they'd just be like any other animal. No?
No, they would look like a nasty forest rat.
Rats are inherently nasty
looking.
Yeah.
Their weird tail. They're nasty tails. They're gross fingies. They're fat asses. They're narrow heads.
They're fat asses. I was standing on the platform waiting for the subway in New York, and someone like looked at my feet and started gasping, and I was like, what? And then there was a huge rat just like chilling behind my foot. And of course I screamed and ran. It was so disgusting. It was so close to me.
That is nasty. Honestly, that's one of my worst fears when I lived in New York, because I have a bad reaction to a lot of things. And I know for a fact, if a rat was behind me, I would go forward.
Ooh.
And that's probably where the train is or the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think before I move. And that's what I do. I'm just constantly moving and not thinking.
It's your burden.
It's my burden. It's my cross to carry.
You're trick-or-treating, and the person at the door refuses to give you candy. What do you do?
Pull out my gun and shoot them. No, that's not one of the answers. Scoff and walk away.
Don't care and just get some yourself.
Come back 30 minutes later to see if they change their mind.
Cast a curse on them.
I mean, honestly, if I had actual magics, I would be a bad witch. I would cast a curse on them. I'm constantly wishing nothing for people, which means it's like, it's worse than wishing bad shit on them. I wish nothing to happen to you.
I think I would go get some candy myself. I think I would just not care. And just get my own candy.
What? It's trick or treating. It's not get your own candy from Rite Aid. A different holiday.
Yeah, but then I can just get whatever I want.
Eat a delicious fall treat.
Pumpkin scones.
The fuck is a pumpkin scone?
Have you had a scone?
No.
It's like,
the fuck is a scone?
Just like, it's dense. It's like a dense, bready pastry.
Is it? Is not like it's, a croissant?
No, no. Croissants are very, they're very flaky and airy, where a scone, it's denser and it's great to like soak up like tea, coffee, something like a hot drink.
Oh. Huh. Where's the best scone from?
I don't know.
I'm trying to taste a scone. I've been sold on scones.
I mean, you could go the really easy route and go to, I guess, Starbucks. They have blueberry scones, and they do have a pumpkin scone, but it's moist. It's not dense.
No. I will never go to Starbucks for food again, because when I was in Mumsboro, Tennessee, I was hungies. I didn't want to go into a restaurant. I wanted something through a drive-thru. I went to Starbucks. I said, excuse me, do you have a bagel? And she said, no. I said, okay, do you have your caprese salad sandwich? She said, no. I said, do you have this wrap? She said, no. I said, ma'am, do you have any food? And she said, no. And I said, you could have started with that.
Yeah, totally.
And then I drove away in a huff. But I did tell her to have a nice day. Okay, the next one on this is pie.
Candy corn.
That is sick. Pinwheel have you candy seen corn cookies? Ugh.
Weird. Someone on the internet stacked candy corn in like a circle and made it look like an ear of corn. Have you seen that before?
No, I sure haven't.
It was pretty crazy.
How'd they do that?
Can you find it, Jordan?
That's why it's called candy corn.
Yes, but I didn't know that. Like, it looked like, I mean, I guess obviously, but like, how are we supposed to know that? It's always sold individually. It's never like,
oh, wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that candy corn looks like corn?
Yes.
It looks like when you pull,
look at that.
When you pull the piece of corn out, that's why it's called candy corn.
Wow.
But why don't they sell it like that?
Ew. Who wants to buy a brick of corn and then someone goes, it's actually candy? But I will say this. I've never had corn where the middle is orange.
Yeah. That's a good
point.
So
that's why I don't buy that that's what the inside of corn looks like. Whose corn is this orange?
Maybe someone's corn is that orange. I don't know.
You got sick corn? Yeah, see, mine's white.
Yeah, these are all white.
But I will give you that they are shaped just like corn.
Yes. Yeah, it's nuts.
How weird that someone was eating corn and they're like, what if this was candy? Like, why don't we have candy broccoli?
That might be a bridge too far.
Why?
Because you can make sweet corn. Corn can be sweet.
You make sweet broccoli. Just throw sugar on it. You make sweet anything. Sweet potatoes? Why don't we have fucking hunks of potato candy? Well, why do we stop at corn? Why isn't there a multitude of candy vegetables for you to choose from?
You know, these are the questions that we all need to be asking.
Candy spinach, saute it up, and then I'll be like one little nugget.
That's funny. It's like you buy a whole bag of candy spinach and it's just one little thing.
Jordan
found candy broccoli. It's like broccoli
it's like
with sprinkles.
Actual broccoli with sprinkles. Oh, there's candy pumpkins? But guess what? That's not the size of a real pumpkin. You want to make me a candy fucking pumpkin? You better give me a fucking pumpkin.
A fucking pumpkin.
I'm going to pick a sweet treat pie.
I will pick I think I'll... I honestly can't remember what candy corn tastes like, but I don't want the candy corn, but the pinwheel candy corn cookies do look tasty.
And they're probably not made with candy corn. It's probably made with like a flavoring that makes it taste similar.
Okay, great. So let's try that.
Okay. Pick a Disney lady or ladies, that's plural, to live happily ever after with.
Snow White.
Anna and Elisa.
Elsa. Elisa. Elsa.
I've seen Frozen, and when it left my lips, I was like, that's surely not right.
Cinderella.
Sleeping Beauty. Her name's Aurora.
Yeah. Name. Say her name.
Say Aurora. Her name. Say the sleeping white woman's name.
I didn't do anything in the movie. Elena of Avalor.
This dumpy bitch.
Yeah, why isn't her name there? Who the hell is this?
Who is she? She doesn't have a nose or anything.
I don't know.
Wait, do you know how to reverse image search, Jordan?
Yeah.
We're going to have to reverse image search this bitch. Oh, God. I just slurred everything.
Yeah, how weird that they just had a picture of a cartoon but didn't say the name.
So wild. Defund BuzzFeed. They can't even finish their fucking quizzes.
Oh, Sophie.
Who?
Sophia.
Oh, sorry. Sophia. That's right.
Sophia, the first amulet necklace? What is this?
I've never seen this before.
I've never seen her before either. We must learn about her movie.
No. It's a TV show on Disney Junior. Sophia the First. Sophia Whoa. The First. Da, da, da.
No, you're you making know? That up.
No. This? I know it. Yes, because I've babysat children who watched it.
Oh, so this is old. She's been around.
Well, she's still airing.
Oh, and what is her whole deal? Let's hear her voice.
She has an amulet. The first what?
The first girl without a nose. Don't you love that I demanded this?
We have to know her deal.
What? I was a girl in the
village. Was she just dressed as an Indian?
I don't know. A lot happened in those 52 seconds.
So she can like change into different stuff. She can be a mermaid.
Uh-huh.
She can be
She can shoot archery.
Samurai.
She can have a Pegasus fly around where a man hangs off. Honestly, she's doing too much.
She's doing the most.
She's not for me. I don't think I ever want anything to do with her. Sophia the Last, in my opinion. I really hate her.
All right, we're not gonna pick her.
I mean, if that is the only Disney princess on Disney Junior, c'est la vie. We gotta get out of here. I don't like Sophia the Wow. Who's this girl at the bottom?
Oh,
Elena of Avalor.
That's a show too, right?
Yeah.
Let's see this theme song. Let's see if that's better than Sophia the fucking Last. I hate Sophia. I've never been more angry in my life.
I gotta share my audio again.
Sophia the First.
The song sucked too.
Yeah.
My God, she's got no business being on television.
This summer on Disney Channel, experience a story
okay.
like never before.
This Elena is a real trailer.
I am Princess Elena.
Introducing. Ooh. Okay.
Wow. There's so much action.
There's
in
a
this.
Lot of action and this a clear fun. Point of view mm-hmm. and a real story. And I mm-hmm. don't want to make it a black white thing or like person of color thing, white thing. But Elena is a woman of color who's getting shit done, has a clear storyline. Fucking this bitch, this big-headed doughy bitch, Sophia, is a white woman with no direction in life.
Sophia's only concerned with herself and what adventures she can have on her own, where Elena is taking care of everyone in her community.
Everyone. And I gotta say, I'm going with Elena, even though I have not seen one lick of the show and it might be bad. And I might actually like Sophia the First because she's a bubbling, dizzy bitch.
I'm going to pick Anna and Elsa.
Okay.
I like their sisterhood. I like their relationship. I like that they're both like tough ladies who can do it on their own.
I haven't seen Frozen in a long time, but I remember it being good.
It's good. I watched Frozen and Brave back to back on a plane and was like, I can do anything. I was like so empowered. I was like, yes, women.
And then what did you do?
I got off the plane and lived my life. I don't know. I
oh, you weren't like specifically inspired to do one singular thing once you got off the plane?
No, I just, I let it go.
Oh, okay. I'm proud of myself. I had 4 flights this weekend. Wait, 2, 3. Damn. 4. And I didn't yell at anybody.
I'm really proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I was like, I thought rather it was gonna proud be, of myself.
I thought this was going to be like a habitual problem with you. Like, that was going to get worse and worse, that you're going to actually hurt somebody at the airport and then you get arrested. Like, I was like, am I going to talk to Nicole about her airplane etiquette? Like, this is going
to
be bad.
Wait, did you really think that was something you needed to talk to me about?
Yeah. Last story you told me is that you hit someone with your car.
Guess what? He deserved it. And you then said, he threatened my life.
He said, I'm going to pull you out of the car. And you said, try it. That's not okay.
I stand by all of my decisions and all those words.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. I stand by anyone. Anybody who says they're going to pull me out of my car. Do it. Do it. Do it. On God, you wouldn't be able to. Okay? You wouldn't. I'm too fucking big and I'm always buckled up. That's an obstacle.
I'm just concerned for your safety.
Listen.
People carry guns. People lose their mind at the airport.
So, Sheer, I hate to tell you this. I'm going to live for too long. I'm already tired of being here. I'm going to live for so much longer. I was just thinking about, I was like, if I make it to 65, and I know I will. That is another 30 fucking years on this godforsaken planet where people are getting dumber and wilder by the second. And mental illness has never been more clearly on blast than right now. I don't want to be here, but I have to be here and I have to stay for whatever fucking reason. My God. I'll be
Pick
fine.
A word.
Spooky.
Sorcerer.
Whimsical.
Haunted.
Charm.
Enchanting.
All right, I'm picking a spooky.
I like the word enchanting. Yeah, enchanting.
Okay, so you.
Wow.
You both.
Oh. How does this keep happening? We can get the same answer, even though we definitely.
Fully different answers.
Different answers.
Evil, the evil queen. You're the most similar to the evil queen from Snow White.
You're very ambitious and intelligent and want nothing more than to succeed.
You can be quite competitive.
And sometimes you get carried away with trying to be the best at everything.
Boo. I want to be Bette Midler from Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Or Ursula, the sea witch.
Yeah. I would have taken Maleficent.
Okay. I do like Maleficent. I have a little, you know, quandary. Is that a word? Quandary? What does that mean?
Is that when you like? Is that like a question? Like you question something?
I'm not quandary.
You should just
it is
quandary.
A state of perplexity or uncertainty over what to do in a difficult situation.
Oh, okay, well, it's not a difficult situation, but like, I just have like I question her motives because Maleficent is mad that Aurora's parents didn't invite her to the baby, like, christening or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she's fucking evil. So why would she think she was invited to a baby anything? And then instead of, like, going after Aurora's parents who didn't invite her, she went after the baby. The baby can't invite nobody to its christening. It's a baby. Right. So, like, that's why I have an issue with Maleficent. I'm like, girl, your priorities are skewed. And you're placing the blame in the wrong place. Maybe I'm mad at her because I identify with her.
Whoa, interesting.
Instead of blaming the babies for being on the planes, I should murder their parents.
Whoa. So parents shouldn't be allowed on planes.
They should be going to jail. Oh, I can't wait to tweet that hot take and have people be mad at me over that.
all parents should just go to jail.
Yeah.
Their kids are fine.
Let the kids free. Put them in jail.
There was a cute baby next to us when we were getting brunch this morning that would like turn his whole body around to like look at us and just like stare. It was very cute.
Was it? I mean, babies that are staring and are quiet, they're great in my book.
Yeah, this Cara is a quiet
Clank,
baby.
She brought over her new baby, and I'm real excited to meet him because he makes very funny faces. And I zoom in on them, and I send them to Cara, and I go, let me meet this baby. I can't wait to smell him. I just love the smell of a baby.
They smell good.
They smell so fucking good. Should we solve the problems of the world?
Let's do it. Nicole.
Yes.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It is my birthday. I'm 48 years old. I can't believe I've made it to 48.
Are you doing anything tonight?
No. Well, I'm doing a pole session with Veronica, and it's her birthday, too.
Oh,
so I might bring her a cupcake if I leave my house in time. But, you know, more than likely, I won't. Maybe I'll bring her a cart that I already bought that's in my house.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. But no, you want to go to dinner when I get out at 9?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
At like 9:15.
I'm free.
Sick, dude. Is this bananas on your shirt?
Yeah.
All right, I'll see if I got something with bananas, too. Unless you change.
I probably, these are like short shorts. I don't think I'll wear these out tonight.
Short shorts. Let me see them. Stand up. I thought you were going to start dressing sluttier.
I know. I did say that, but.
What? I guess we'll save that for the next episode because I do. Okay. Let me write it down. Slut. Okay. This is a. Ex-friendship question.
Ooh.
Hi, Nicole, Sashir, Jordan, and Kimmy. Longtime listener, first time emailer. Sorry, this is so long. I've tried to keep it simple so it's clear. I've got a group that I have been friends with for 6+ years and consider to basically be my family. This is also the main group of people who I've seen during the pandemic. There's 4 of us, plus each of their respective husbands in the group. And back in January, when COVID numbers in our area were spiking, one of them, Dana, wanted to have us all explicitly agree to more strict lockdown measures and only see each other. Sarah and I agreed, but the 4th member, Catherine, couldn't. Because of her job family situation.
I recently found out that sometime in February, Dana decided she was mad at me about something. I still don't understand what. And got Sarah and her husband riled up about it. And they all agreed not to hang out with me anymore. But they never actually told me they had come to this decision. And for the last few months would always just say that they were busy or ignore my texts when I wanted to hang out. I struggle with depression and I'm the only one in the group who is single and lives alone. And the last few months completely isolated have been really, really rough. I have other good friends like Catherine I could have reached out to instead, but I didn't because I was committed to the promise I made to Dana's quarantine bubble.
Recently, Sarah and Dana got mad at each other about an unrelated issue. Honestly, I know we're not done, but Dana's the problem and aren't on speaking terms. And Sarah let me know what had been going on and apologized. She also asked me not to tell Catherine what they did to me under the guise of not wanting to ruin the friendship between Catherine and Dana by quote unquote spreading gossip. I initially agreed, but I don't feel like she has the right to ask me to stay silent and wanted to get your thoughts on the whole mess. I understand people get frustrated with friends and need a break from them. But to lock down someone's social circle down exclusively like this in the middle of a pandemic, then decide to intentionally ghost them and not tell them is just cruel. And I kind of feel like I don't owe them anything at this point. I still consider Catherine to be one of my best friends and she can make up her own mind on what she wants to do. But part of me does feel bad breaking my promise to Sarah to not say anything. Thank you so much. This podcast has definitely helped me get through tough times. I have it. Okay. Dana's she's the problem. She's bad. That is not right. She should have voiced her reasoning as why she was mad at you, especially since you all committed to being in the same quarantine bubble. Like, that's not fucking fair that you are only seeing 4 or 8 people, I guess, bumped down to 6 because the other couple had to drop out. Like, that's not right. That's like really fucked up. I think you should explain to Sarah, this hurt my feelings. I didn't feel like this was right. And I'm going to explain to Catherine what happened because Catherine is my friend. And I'm like, I think it's okay to do. I think it's great to do that. Just and it's not like you're trying to get back at her and trying to turn Catherine against them. But I think it's just like, Catherine, this was on my mind. This happened. And I don't want you to feel any type of way. But like, this is like my business. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay to tell her. But I do think if it's like you're trying to get back at Dana, that's a different issue.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree with what you're saying. I think, yeah, just... So we don't know why Dana was mad at
We don't know why Dana's out of her mind. We don't know why Dana is the mean girl of her fucking friend group as an adult.
Yeah. But I guess whatever she was initially mad at couldn't be that bad because Sarah came back and was and apologized.
Yes.
Even though she was riled up by Dana earlier.
Well, because Sarah and Dana got mad at each other. So Dana got mad at Catherine because Catherine has a job family situation where she couldn't quarantine or isolate. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, you can't hang out in my backyard with a mask. You're out. So then Dana got mad at our emailer friend. So she ousted her out of the group and also got Sarah to do so. So then Sarah and Dana got into it. So then Sarah, I think, saw hindsight is 2020 and started talking to our caller, our writer, to be like, Dana is bad, da 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 da. And then our writer's like, oh, I've been talking to Sarah about Dana and I want to tell her about what Dana did to me. But she is like, I don't know if that's right because it's like spreading gossip. Because Sarah asked her not to mention it to Catherine.
Right.
But I fully, I mean.
But also, y'all are friends. All of you should be talking anyway. I don't know why it's like, these people need to know this situation. These people need to know this. Like, you, I don't, everyone can talk about everything.
I agree. And also, I think communication is really fucking key.
It's cute.
Like, I wish Dana had told you why she was mad at you.
Instead of just, like, ghosting you.
Yeah, like, that's really fucking rude.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like Dana. I think Dana can leave our lives. We don't need Dana.
It's also, like, if Dana's already not talking to you or you're already not really spending time with this person, you're not going to lose anything by being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you may as well just... say how you feel, say how you felt, say like what her absence was doing to you.
It's not like a gossipy thing. I think it's a camaraderie thing to be like, man, Dana ousted you from the group because like your family and job situation. Dana also kind of ousted me from the group and I still don't know why. Yeah. And then it's like a fun, you know, you get to fucking Blue's Clues why she did it. Harry the Spy together. Yeah.
It does also help when multiple people in a friend group are experiencing a similar thing with a particular friend because then you don't feel crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that where I'm like, oh, this person did this and it was weird. And then another friend is like, oh, yeah, they do that with me all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay. So it's just not us.
Yeah, it's not
they're,
just me.
Yeah, they're like that. So that might help, hopefully. But yeah, definitely communicate with your friends.
Yeah, I think that's... Jordan, do you have anything you want to add? Are we like so far off the like we're like talk? Do you think we're wrong?
No, I think talking is the best thing to do. I think I have nothing else to add. I think you guys nailed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we did it. We solved friendship again. I can't believe it. Week after week, we are solving friendship. If you would like your friendship solved, you can email us at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call us at 424-645-7003. We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends. And lastly, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and like, because that's the best way and the only way to support us for a long time.
Good job.
I was really, what's it called? I was off book.
You were off book. We didn't have nothing to read.
No.
But you knew it off the dome.
I did, right off my pretty little dome.
All right. Till next time.
Sounding off. Bye.
Bye.